Yes.
It was a bad
idea. It's not
bad
a good idea to do that. Yeah.
So keep everybody involved.
Well, that's exactly right. And just stay on top of what you're doing, okay? Like I said, I don't mind doing you estimates. I don't mind showing you the different programs. We'll go through it with you and hold your hand to make it through it. I mean, now, if you've bought a lot of houses, you don't need your handheld probably, and that's fine too. We can just do it as quickly as you want us to. So just give me all your information. That's all I ask for. What we'll ask for is your last 2 years W-2s, unless you're self-employed, and we want tax returns also. We ask for 1 month of pay stubs, 2 months of bank statements, and then if you're divorced, we want your divorce decree. And people will ask me, why do you want my divorce decree? The reason why is if you get child support, we need it to show you get child support. And then on a FHA, 3 months proof you've gotten it. On a conventional, 6 months proof you've got it. If you pay child support, we want to be sure it all adds up. Also, there could be other things in that divorce decree that's important to us. Like, say, you have to pay them $50,000 by the end of this year. That would be an important thing. So there's certain things in there that's important. Also, we cannot count child support if your kid is does not have 3 more years before he's 18. Okay? So if you've got he's already 15, we're not going to count that child support. So we'll ask, well, what's it going to go to? The divorce decree normally tells us that. So just some things like that that you need to know.
And if you're military?
We love military.
What do you have to bring?
Oh, basically the same thing. 2 years W-2s, current LES, last 2 months bank statements.
What is an LES?
Leaves an earnings statement, a pay stub.
Okay.
If you're in the service, we ask for a statement of service. My goodness, he's choking. A statement of service. If you have retired, we ask for your DD-214. If you're reserves, and I don't remember the form number, but we'll ask for that. We do a lot of VAs, though. We love VA. We do a lot of, and a lot of times people will say, are they harder? No, they're not any harder than any other loan that we do. So if you've used your VA before, then we'll go over what the funding fee is. If you're 10% or more disabled, we'll ask for a disability statement because you don't pay a funding fee. You save some money.
Now listen to what she just said, because I've seen people kind of get offended when I had to do, are you have any disability?
Yeah.
And they look at you like, it's none of your business. I said, I'm just trying to save you a lot of money.
I asked throughout the whole process, okay, because you know my memory. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll ask at the beginning, are you disabled? Now, if you're in the service, I know you're not disabled. Okay, but if you're retired, I'm going to ask you if you're disabled. And if you say no, I'll be okay. And I'll go on about the next time I talk to you, I'll look at it and I'll be, are you disabled? So it's not that I think you're disabled. It's the fact of, and a lot of people, we're seeing 100% disabilities, VA. And if you do, no taxes.
Yes, that's huge.
It's huge. It is big time, big time, big time. So we do ask a lot of questions. We do. And like, I'll have people call me and say, hey, these people are moving here. They're out of state. I'll do it all over the phone and the email. We can do everything till we get to closing over the email.
We can actually do a lot of that. Almost closing.
We're close, but not there yet. Yeah.
So we go in there. We're going to talk about the different loans. And like we've talked about, FHA is a good example right now. And I still tell people this. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a young man. I've talked to you about it the other day. FHA versus conventional. You have the PMIR. MIP stays on the FHA forever and ever.
Right.
But I still think this, and I know we've been wrong for years on this.
But it is going to happen.
It's got to happen sooner or later. I still think if you have a 2.5%, a 3.5%, a 4% loan,
right,
that's going to be worth a chunk of change. And you only put 3% down.
3.5%
down.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a couple of years, you won't have a huge equity. Some people will think, here's $20,000.
For the assumability part.
And assume that loan. I still think that's worth something.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're right.
In a certain price range.
Yeah.
Too.
We do probably more FHAs than we do conventional because they fit people. FHA's kinder about credit too. Okay. If you go conventional and you don't put 20% down, and let's say you have a 640 credit score, your mortgage insurance is ridiculously high. On an FHA, the mortgage insurance is the same no matter if you have a 620 credit score or an 800 credit score. It's exactly the same. They do not.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. We've got to take a quick break for our sponsors, and then we're going to tell you what happens after you leave the bank, what Valerie has to do. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. And Valerie's with me. Now, Valerie, over the years, working together for a long, 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 over 35 years. You realize that?
Long time.
What aggravates me a little bit because people don't understand it, and you're too, what's the right word? Gracious, kind, whatever the right word is, to not tell them what you're really doing. Because loans are not a piece of cake to get. There's always some hiccup sooner or later, somewhere down the line.
Right.
And you fix those hiccups. So kind of after I leave, I'm a little, take Jeremy with me, we've applied for our loan, we leave, you've got everything you need, what happens now? I know you got Vicky.
Yeah. So what we do at that point is we've got processors that we then hand the files over to. Well, Vonnie gets it first. And basically, we do disclosures for you. That in itself is a pretty big thing. We have to look up all the phone numbers, all the addresses, blah, blah, blah. And we do disclosures that we send to you to e-sign.
What phone numbers?
Of all the employers, all the where you've rented. I mean, it's a big old job.
Yes.
Okay. Then we send it to you. You e-sign it. At that point, we then order your appraisal. If your inspections have been done, sometimes I jump the gun and go ahead and order it anyway.
And you see it in Sinagil normally, a 10-day option period.
Right.
So usually after the option period.
Yeah, but it kills me. If you're only giving me 30 days, in 10 days you're going to take out of that, that gives me 20 days to get an appraisal, get an approval, and finish. So I'm having to jump the gun just a tad bit on that.
And getting the appraisals are taking longer and longer.
They're busy. They're very, very busy. So then we verify your employment. And I'll have people actually ask me, why did you call my employer? Well, hello. We have to verify everything you give me. Okay? We cannot.
Hello.
We cannot just take your word that you have that job. We do that. We also send a verification of employment. And they have to tell us how much you've made for the last 3 years if you've worked there, all that kind of stuff. We have to verify your job for 2 years. So when you have 5 jobs in the last 2 years, you can only imagine how much fun that is. Okay, say oil and gas. Half those businesses may be out of
business.
So we got a lot of homework we have to do on that. So bear with us as we go through all that. Your money, don't give me a bank statement with an overdraft. Okay, I cannot tell you how many bank statements I get and the people have $12. I've even had them give me something that had negative. I mean, like, I have a negative $100 in my account right now. Here's my bank statement. Don't do that, okay? Now, I'm good enough that I will just shred that. Okay, and then I'll say, hey, why don't you go to your bank, give me a 30-day print. We'll work around it. But don't do stuff like that. Also, I'll have people deposit money, big old bunches of money, say $5,000. And they're like, why is it your business? Well, we have to verify where your money came from. So it is our business. If it was given to you, I have to do a gift letter. We have to prove where the money came from. We have to prove it came to you. We have to prove it went out of their account. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork that goes with that. If you're a veteran, we'll do a certificate of eligibility through VA. We'll also verify the disability. I mean, there's just a million different little things that we have to do. So we're starting immediately, and I mean, it's taken time to make it through it. The bad thing is, which happens, is let's say in your option period, you back out.
Yep. You got to pay for the appraisal. It's already ordered.
No, we don't know. But let's say 2 days from now, you find another house. Guess what? I get to start all over. I don't get to take that loan up you had.
Oh, wow.
It's canceled. I have to start all over again. I have to do a new loan application. I have to do new disclosures. And then we start again. I had a poor lady three houses is how long it took to get where she wanted. But it wasn't her fault. And we want you to get the house you want. But just bear with us. That's 3 times we have to go through this whole process. Okay, because you cannot, in the old days, you could just take the old file, put the new appraisal with it, we're done. No, we have to start all over, all new disclosures. It's like a big old deal to have to
why.
Do.
That doesn't make sense.
With all the laws changes and stuff, it's just that they don't want anything dated because it's all computerized. Okay, so if I have your old one, it's dated before your contract. But in the old days, everything was hand done, so it didn't matter. Now it does matter. Okay, so anyway, so bear with us if you do that. And again, if you back out, we'll work through it.